The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So it's worth considering that life is much better if you breathe. And breathing mindfully, breathing with awareness, letting breathing be at the center of your life, and it's like your life rises out of your breathing, is a wonderful way of living a life that is not caught or trapped or restricted or held. Our breathing is really one of our best friends. You can stay close to your breathing and feel what goes on as you breathe. Notice your breath and keep it lubricated, keep it relaxed. So much in life goes easier because if you're staying with the rhythm of breathing in a relaxed way, it's actually hard to stay caught in emotions, get caught in our attitudes, caught in our thoughts. It's a lubricant that keeps things flowing and moving. And one of the great tasks of life is to learn to breathe. And all of you apparently have been breathing successfully for many years, so it's a strange thing to say. But I was surprised that when I was about 20 or 21, I was living on a farm with a couple of friends, very rural, simple life. And in the course of those months of living there, I discovered how to breathe. That's how I thought about it for myself. Wow, I've learned how to breathe here. And the reason was that I discovered a different kind of breath than I had ever had before. I discovered how the breathing can be relaxed, open, easeful, and kind of embodied in my body. My body kind of loosened up in my torso, my diaphragm, my belly, and this feeling of spaciousness around breathing, breathing in and breathing out, that came not so much from meditation, I did a little bit, but from a lifestyle that was very deeply relaxing, a rural lifestyle away from any kind of world, and there was no television or computers back then, and just, you know, me and the cows going out, and a lot of work, a lot of physical work probably helped. There's a kind of a Sufi teacher named Gurdjieff. He studied Sufism for a long time, and the story he tells is going to some place like Afghanistan or, you know, from Russia, where he came from, to study. And he found this Sufi master, and this Sufi teacher said, "Why are you here?" And Gurdjieff said, "I'm here to learn how to breathe." And then his teacher started laughing, and then proceeded for the next years to teach Gurdjieff how to breathe. And so meditation, mindfulness, Buddhist practice, could be seen as a whole practice to learning how to breathe. Breathe in a fuller, open way. You know, the word anxiety comes from, I think, Greek, meaning to choke. And it's, you know, telling, right? When we're filled with anxiety, we hold our breath, we choke, we tighten up. And when we hold our emotions back, when we kind of suppress the emotions, when we don't want to face what's going on, we often do that indirectly by holding our breath or tightening it. So one of the things to notice about breathing is to notice what parts of your body are active when you breathe and what parts of your body are inactive. So if you're sitting very quietly in meditation, it's really fascinating. If you have an open, relaxed breathing, how much of your body moves in response. Very, very subtle kind of expansion, contraction, waves of kind of pressure and release of pressure. It can go down your arms, it can go all the way down into your lower legs, it can go spread certainly your whole torso, and even up into your head. You can feel sometimes, very, very sensitive, you can feel there's a kind of a rhythm, a flow, just breathing in, breathing out. But there's usually some place where it's most pronounced in daily life. Sometimes it can be in the chest, and that's where the breathing's most felt, the more active. sometimes in the belly, sometimes the diaphragm, sometimes in the mouth and the throat. Where is it most alive or more active? Where is it energized? And where is it absent? You could feel, some people have this shallow chest breathing sometimes because they're anxious or preoccupied or, angry or something. And so it's not happening in the belly. The diaphragm's not moving. And if we really want to fill our lungs with the most amount of air, we want to have the diaphragm operating as we breathe. And we know it's operating if the belly, as we breathe in, the belly expands. Because what's happening, I probably know this, is that in order to suck air into your lungs, the diaphragm, which is kind of cupped, has to be pushed down flat. And as that diaphragm pushes down flat, it pushes against all the organs below it, and it expands out. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to see a cadaver that's been, opened up. There's no space in there. It's pretty packed in there. So when the diaphragm moves down, it pushes all the stuff that's in there and expands out. But if we're only breathing kind of tight and shallow in the chest, we can't get a lot of air in. And so if we can't get a lot of air in, we're not getting as much oxygen into our whole system. And the whole system kind of begins to kind of get kind of dull or held. And so to learn how to kind of notice where you're breathing, how you're breathing, notice where it's held, where it's tight. And it's going to be little movements of tightening and being held throughout the day. For all kinds of reasons, not necessarily because you're attached to something, but driving, you can notice you're driving and you find that little shifts in how you breathe, depending on what's happening in the traffic around you. Shifts in when you're talking to people. There's shifts in how you hold and what you're concerned with. Noticing all the little shifts. And as you notice all the shifts of where it gets held, the belly goes in and gets held tight. The chest gets held. We don't breathe out all the way. We don't breathe in all the way. All these things going on is a support for us. It gives us the opportunity then to relax. And relax into a full breath. A full breath is not something we need to force, but something that we allow for. And so most of the problems people have with breathing is because there's effort being put in holding ourselves, resisting something, trying to cling to something. But to relax, to be able to exhale, and in the exhale, let go. And if you kind of get a sense of that, you can do a lot of letting go in the exhale. Just kind of relax, let's kind of take a deep breath, and then kind of just let everything kind of go and relax and settle. The exhale is a phenomenal friend. Just let go. And some people, when they let go in the exhale, they get uncomfortable, because that kind of deep letting go, also, for some people, it feels like they're giving up control. And so they can't let go all the way because they have to stay in control. But to really let go fully and let the breath easefully breathe itself, there's a lack of control, giving up of control. When we're trying to control our life and control our minds, it tightens up the breath. So to let go fully and let everything dissolve. Let go of the exhale. Let go fully, so that the end of the exhale, it becomes space, or the end of the exhale, it becomes stillness, or the end of the exhale, it becomes a pause, a quiet space. And then allow the inhale to arise. A wonderful expression about the inhale is you can just take a moment to wait at the end of the exhale, until the inhale surprises you. Don't breathe until you're kind of surprised. Oh, there it is. And then kind of watch it, follow it all the way. Accompany your breath. And then as you feel the inhale in your body, feel if there's any places where it's uncomfortable or tight or restricted. And you can feel sometimes in the chest, maybe it's feel, or the chest, or the rib cage, or the solar plexus area. It bumps up against some tension or some holding or pressure, and it can't go all the way out. The in-breath can't really fill completely because there's a little limitation. And a great thing to do is to just stay present and massage that sense of pressure, that limitation, that place of holding. You don't have to necessarily let go of it, but just breathe up against it over and over and over again. Up against it, every time you inhale. And it's like a massage. And something begins to shift and change over time. So much of our life is tied to our breathing. The more free our breathing is, the more the rest of our life can be free as well. So to really get to know your breathing, become a friend of your breathing, let your breathing become your friend, it's like one of the most precious things you can do. And, you know, we're not taught that growing up in school. You know, the breath is important. Stay close to your breath. If anything, you know, if you go to your teachers in school, you know, say, teach me how to breathe, you know, I think they're going to think, you know, you better go back to your lesson. We're doing math right now. You know, but you're not really taught how to breathe. But I think that it's probably one of the most important skills a person can learn in their life, is learning how to breathe in a relaxed, open way, and learn the ability to track your breathing, to connect to it regularly. Make it something you touch in with all the time. Get to know your breathing. And it isn't that breathing is then, you know, this uninteresting life. You know, you're kind of like losing your life, getting lost in your breath. It's more like as you lose your life when you don't breathe properly. And when you start breathing in an open, relaxed way, then life itself opens up in a nice way. There's more space, there's more calm, there's more awareness, more mindfulness. It's a wonderful thing to have kind of settled in and become, you know. So the breathing is the great lubricator. It's also for many people the great calmer, the great relaxer. And you probably know that many times people are told to breathe deeply if they're stressed. But you know, breathing, it's a great thing, your breath. So I hope that this little encouragement you'll take it to heart and give your breath a second chance. Get to know it more. And maybe you also will have the experience, oh, I finally learned how to breathe. So thank you.